I'm Christine Dean, and our latest homegrown session is with Black Diary. Welcome, everyone.
Hello. Hi.
And this is a group from the first time I heard them, I thought, oh, got to get those guys in the studio at some point. Beautiful harmonies. It's Rachel Phoenix, who you were wonderful last night in The Social Disaster as well, Rachel. And Jesse Hohazel from that band is here as well on guitar. And we have Tasha and Sophie Turk, also on vocals. And Sophie's got a keyboard here, too. And you guys are sisters, right?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
And so we'll find out more about that. But got to let people know that you have a show tonight. Or not tonight, but on Friday night at 7 o'clock at Sacred Heart Music Center. Have you played there before?
Not together.
It seems like such a perfect spot for what you do. So I'm excited to see that. Well, why don't you get started with a song, and we'll come back and chat. What do you want to start with?
We're going to do Old Copper Knife.
Old man says, take a look at my face. I got a green thumb baby in a full suitcase. Frozen ground, there are weeds beneath 40 years of fallen leaves. I never did make that woman my wife. She took a long-haired lover and my old copper knife. I never did make that woman my wife. She took a long-haired lover and my old copper knife. Mama died having babies on the bed. Now an old woman sits in her chair instead. The road's long enough to see life clear, but it's short enough to live in fear. Never did make that woman my wife. She took a long-haired lover and my old copper knife. I never did make that woman my wife. She took a long-haired lover and my old copper knife. I got a green thumb baby in a full suitcase. Old man says, take a look at my face. I got a green thumb baby in a full suitcase. I never did make that woman my wife. She took a long-haired lover and my old copper knife.
That's Black Diary live from Studio A. And that's one that you've been doing a while. Is that one that you wrote, Sophie?
Yeah. Actually, I co-wrote it with Dan Nelson, Danecdote.
Okay.
He sent me a track, an instrumental track, and wanted me to play around with it, I think, like 4 years ago now. So this is an older song, one of the first songs I wrote.
Mm-hmm.
And then this kind of melody and the words came out.
And it's such a, it just has a whole story. Where did that come from? Or just sprang to mind?
It's definitely a story. I think I like to write from the perspective of someone else, and usually it tends to be a man for some reason. So you do the eval on that. But
I don't have a psychology degree, so I'll let other people decide on that one.
Yeah.
Interesting. Beautiful song. I've enjoyed that one for a while. So tell me how the three of you and your beautiful voices became Black Diary.
Well, my sister and I have been singing together for our whole lives. So we met Rachel through Ryan and her boyfriend at the time, and we just decided to try singing together one night, and that's about it.
Mm-hmm. And you've been in other projects, Sophie, Lion or Gazelle. Is there anything else that you've been involved in?
I've dabbled around with a few different musicians. Dan is one of them. Brian Ring, for sure. I spent a lot of time with him just doing all sorts of things outside of Lion or Gazelle, just playing around. And I'm really interested in pretty much anything. My friend Joe and I play just like old country covers, and we just, I don't know, I just like to sing, so.
Mm-hmm. And how about you, Tasha? Have you done other things within it? What's your background in singing? Let's just put it that way.
Oh, I'm kind of the odd duck out in this group. I am classically trained, and so for me, this is a whole new experience. I have had mostly choral experience in the Duluth area. I sing with Twin Ports Choral Project. And so Sophie asked me to come over one night and sing with her and Rachel, and then we were like, hey, we should do this full time. So it was kind of an experiment
Jesse
for me.
Jesse was the only one brave enough to join in.
We coerced him. Mm-hmm. But I'm learning how to use my voice in a different way with this group, so it's been really fun to kind of play around and experiment with people who you trust to make music with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I suppose it's a very different thing than what you're used to doing.
Yeah, very much so.
Yeah, we can be totally vulnerable. I feel like the reason I wanted to sing with them is because I just can do anything and sound, you know, stupid or whatever in front of them, and know that they're going to work with it and try to pull out the good parts, and
yeah,
safe spot to do things like that.
Mm-hmm. And Rachel, tell me about your perspective on how this group came together.
Yeah, I think another dynamic of it, too, is that we've all been really interested in more kind of stripped back or sparse music that really amplified the voice as an instrument. And that's something that really attracted me to it, too, is because it's really about structurally how we put together our voices and then how we interact with pretty sparse instrumentation. And so that was something I think that I can speak for all of us, that we all grew up singing in, you know, a church environment, and really liked, like, especially with hymns, dynamics of those songs in terms of the structure with the harmonies, and wanted to kind of take that as a format and write, you know, music that came from a more personal place that still kind of kept some of the integrity of the music aspects of that we enjoyed. And so, and I just wanted to say one other thing, too, that Tasha said that she's the odd duck out, but at the same time, she's the odd duck in, because I know that I've learned a lot about structurally about singing, and about singing as, you know, as a practice, and the technical aspect of it through singing with her. And so I think that it's like that science and art thing, where I think that we all kind of bring different sides of it and have really learned a lot from each other in that respect.
And that makes sense. Mm-hmm. Because you have a very powerful voice, Rachel, and there's a difference. I mean, you can have just, and I don't know what your background is as far as having learned, you know, breathing from the diaphragm and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. Did you ever have choral experience or anything when you were in school or?
Yeah, pretty informal.
Okay, okay. So
I didn't, didn't really sing in school choir and sing in church and stuff, but not any formal training at all. So
as far as like learning like things that you can do with your voice and how to protect your voice, also, I can see how somebody with a lot of choral experience, that would be really, really helpful.
Absolutely.
Well, wonderful. Well, I and the harmonies are just really the heart of this band, and they're so, and the songwriting as well, though you do some really interesting covers as well. And I do love, you know, Jesse last night was up on stage being a rock star, taking his clothes off. So, well, not all of his clothes off, but they did a kind of a fun little thing. When he kicked his shoes off that one, he was wearing just regular pants and shirt. He kicked his shoes off. I'm like, oh, he's just going to go barefoot. And then the next thing you know, Jesse's ripping off his pants. And so he's big rock star in that band, in Social Disaster. But here, he's kind of the background guy. And you do it really well, you know, because that's what's required for. When did you say, you know, hey, we should probably have just a little something in the background to go with their voices? Was that always part of it from the beginning? Or?
Well, I think when we had initially sent like a random text to Jesse very late in the evening, was like, hey, would you come play with us? I know I've gotten to work with Jesse in other capacities as well, and I know that he's extremely versatile, and I'm like, and while he's a guitarist, he's also an amazing drummer, and so that percussive, that rhythm aspect to it too was really important. And so I know, despite it being a very late text, that he would be a great fit for all of his perceptions and approaches to music. And so that's why we thought of him.
And then it seems like the keyboards are a more recent addition. Am I right about that?
Yeah. I had to, I guess, like, I write with a keyboard. So for me, it made sense to bring it in just because I sometimes will show them songs that I wrote, like, first off on the keyboard, and then Jesse will learn them from there. But I just thought it would add a little something, and I'm still getting used to playing and singing because I can't multitask in that as well as I can in other areas. But it's been fun, and I'd like to, you know, go further with this. But I really like the simplicity of what we have too, so it's maybe a good thing that I'm not better at the keyboards. It's just supposed to kind of like accent what we're doing more than, you know, take center stage. So
What would you like to do next?
This is one of Rachel's new songs. This is a new song, so we'll go from old to new here. It's called Undone.
Black Diary, live from Studio A, and a new tune that Rachel wrote.
I like that one. That was a good practice for tomorrow.
I think you got it.
Yeah.
I think you got it
we'll
down.
Get it.
I think you got it down.
One of these days.
Do you guys have any plans to record or anything like, or have you done any of that yet?
Any questions? Well, apparently the model is to like form a band and then record the next week. So on that model, no, we're not doing that. But we do have an idea to record, and we have a desire to record, but we have a lot going on between the four of us. And the last couple of years, I feel like it's just been like one thing after another, just in every way. So we just haven't had the time, but we really would like to do that someday. It would be nice.
And there's nothing wrong with that. I'm just asking as a fan.
Yeah,
but I do think sometimes people rush into recording because just, you know, it's nice to, because they say it's nice to have something at the shows to give to people.
And people do ask, and I'm like, yeah. We have one track that we did record at Sacred Heart. We did some demos there with Jake Larson like 3 years ago, maybe 2 years ago. And those are awesome because it was kind of when we were first starting, and it's a good like time, you know, capsule for us to look back. But I think we have a song on SoundCloud from that, so we do have one song.
And I think there's something on a Beaner Central compilation that we play once in a while. Copper Knife is on there, so we get to play that sometimes.
So we have a few things out there, and I'd like to, before we record, I really want to have a clear idea of what it's going to be like and, like, what the kind of storyline is for the whole thing. And that'll, I think, is almost solidified. So it'll happen.
And when there's nothing wrong with that. Yeah. And this is a project that isn't, you know, you aren't out playing every week or anything like that. You all have a lot of other things going on. So there's probably time.
Okay. Yeah, no pressure.
But it seems like you're committed to continue doing it. Does that sound fair?
Yeah, absolutely. Definitely. We love it. I mean, I can't speak for everyone, but I assume everyone else loves it. And
it's nice because you can like take a month off and then come back together and make music like nothing's happened in between. So that's really nice to have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's more of a kind of relaxing thing, I think, for all of us too, just to, very comfortable.
It doesn't have to have any expectations on it.
Yeah.
Well, let's hear one more. What do you want to wrap up with here?
All right. This one is, I call it Waltz, the Waltz song. So this one is a newer one as well, but not as new as the last one. All right. I haven't slept in a long time. And things been on my mind. Strange dreams of my baby's eyes, like colored lights in a cloudy sky. I'm dead on a dance floor, boots walking all over me. I'm alone in a dark room, blood running down to my feet. For a minute, I saw heaven. I saw the sunlight on your face, on that last familiar morning. I found grace. Through
them high into the air. Maybe that's why I found you. When everything was such a mess, writing lines in a back room, taking off my party dress. For a minute I saw heaven, saw the sunlight on your face, on that last familiar morning.
That's Black Diary, live from Studio A. Wow, beautiful.
Thank you.
Well, we did... Should we give Sam a chance to say hi here? We do have a small visitor in the studio
today. We
have a
special friend. This is Sam. He wants to say hi. Sam, how old are you?
Six.
When is your birthday?
The 14th, the Mother's Day.
Yep. Sam is
going to
be seven.
Nice. That wasn't. You were a nice present for your mom, in other words.
Yeah.
Well, well, nice to have you in here with the band, Sam.
Yeah, he's been here the whole time. You couldn't tell.
No, you couldn't tell at all.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, ladies, and really looking forward to the show. That is Black Diary. They are playing on Friday night at Sacred Heart Music at 7 o'clock. And I know, Rachel, that you are playing with Dear Rosetta as well, and that is Saturday at Teatro, right?
Yep.
7:15?
Yep.
Anybody else doing any other? Jesse, you still have any things to play? Or
I think that'll be it.
That's it for you? You wrapped up Homegrown?
Well, you never know.
You might pop up somewhere. Yeah. All right. We'll be on Jesse watch. Thank you so much. It was a treat.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Today's Live from Studio A was produced by me, Christine Dean, with help from Chris Harwood and Cheyenne Vavrina. To check out upcoming guests or to listen to previous sessions, go to KUMD.org and click Live from Studio A under Programs. This is Live from Studio A on 103.3 KUMD. Thanks for listening.